As we come towards the end of our series on Ephesians, we come to a section in the letter which in many Bibles is titled The Armour of God. This morning I want to make a few general comments about it and then over the next few weeks to delve into each item and consider that. So for this morning I want to make three general comments. The first one is we cannot fight an enemy we don't know. The second one is we must know our armoury. The third thing we must know is we must know how to use it. If we really want to be effective in our battle against evil in this world, we need to learn these lessons. Firstly, Paul says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. The nature of our enemy is spiritual. Paul says it's in the heavenly realms. And if we fail to recognise this, we've lost before we even start, because we're trying to fight in the wrong place. Our struggle is, in the last resort, a spiritual one. If we want to win the battle we're fighting, we can't fight it on the physical plane. You can't change people's hearts by laying down a law that's going to curb their behaviour. But if the Holy Spirit changes their heart, then their behaviour will change as a result. Secondly, we must put on the full armour of God. And when I was in the army, we did practice before the battle started. We were given a personal weapon and we were taught to strip, clean and reassemble it so that we could do it in the dark and under pressure if necessary. We were told, if you can't use your weapon in peacetime, you certainly won't be able to use it in a battle zone. Understanding how to use your spiritual weapons is vital, and we would do well to get to grips with it now while we're in relative peace, because when we're under pressure, it needs to be second nature for us. Thirdly, we must learn to use things effectively. And Paul says this, he says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. And pray. Our battle's in the heavenly realms, I've just said that. Our primary battle is there. Any amount of evangelism, mission, outreach, whatever it is, will not be effective if the war is not waged first in the heavenly realms. And prayer is the key to that. It's the key to success in God. It doesn't seem that this can be true. But the scriptures say to us, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. And secondly, we must pray in the Spirit. See, the Spirit's our guide. As we pray in the Spirit, we start to pray in God's will. And we must allow God's Spirit to prompt our praying. And we can only really hope for our prayers to be effective if they're prayed in accordance with His will. Now, who knows our Lord's will better than the Spirit? Certainly I don't. If you want to pray more effectively, you must ask the Spirit to guide you. That is the only way you can hope to become in tune with God. And thirdly, it says pray on all occasions. You know, God is minutely concerned with our lives. There's nothing He overlooks. And prayer isn't like a super spiritual activity that you can reserve for a Sunday or even for the middle week if you're extra spiritual. Prayer is effective at all times, and God expects you to use it at all times. And He says, and with all kinds of prayers and requests. We often think that God finds our prayers as boring as we find them, but that is not true. God loves to hear you talk to Him, and He desires to answer your prayers. And finally, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. We should not stand in our own strength. You know, it's quite possible to do things in your own strength, to stand up and lead a church service, for example, or to preach or to play a musical instrument in your own strength. But you need to rely on God's power and not your own. Paul is in no doubt about the strength of God. We've already read earlier in the book that one of Paul's prayers is that we would know His incomparably great power. When we become Christians, we enroll. We sign up to become members of an army. We've got a battle to fight, and we fight it in the spiritual realms. The weapons we use are not human weapons, they're weapons given us by God. They are the weapons of faith and righteousness and the Spirit and prayer. And God wants and expects us to use those weapons in the heavenly realms. Without fighting and winning battles in the heavenly realms, our work here is ineffective. We must fight and win the battle for men's souls, not on the streets, but on our knees. It isn't us who convicts people, it's the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't even try to convict them. We should fight the battle, do the witness, and leave the conviction and the conversion of people to the Holy Spirit. It is, after all, His job.